Fighters, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 44.
Yusa, Misa, and Medusa.
I just sounded
depressed. Misa,
well, I tried to say it slowly. I'm not doing a third take.
Okay.
Well, it was just enough to get us into the episode.
Something about intros.
This is the part where Brian sexes us up with his sexy voice.
Ooh, yeah.
No, but
that's gonna freak me out.
That up guy, the one that quit.
I guess so. It's Facebook questions this week, right?
Yeah,
that was completely random.
Oh, we're not that far into it, Brian. Calm down.
Yeah. So okay. One ups. I had a birthday party because it's my birthday today.
They had cake and party hats and those little whistles that go brrr.
And then we were like, suck it, bitch.
It wasn't that involved. But. So I went to the casino because that's how I celebrate my birthday. And I won a bunch of money and I was all happy. And then I got home to realize that all the money I got for my birthday and won at the casino is going to the government. So,
the government
taxes.
Loves your money and they appreciate it.
I bet they do, fucking whores. Fuck you, government. Government. I think I had those last time we recorded, so I'm not going to talk about those. So, I got a blanket.
Oh, man. Blanket? No way.
It's a Doctor Who blanket. And I built my own sonic screwdriver.
And it makes funny noises.
Okay, you have to go into a cave and find a crystal, and, like, was there a little Wookiee?
It's supposed to be a Wookiee. It's
up.
A Wookiee with Down syndrome.
I don't think Brian actually watched Star Wars.
And I got a Turtles board game. And a sharp and pointy object.
Turtles.
And money to get Luigi's Mansion when it comes out in a couple days. I forgot that comes out. That's really soon. Anyway,
yeah.
I found Caracosta finally.
Yeah, so, cool. Brian's an archaeologist.
Isn't he cool? Didn't you want to hug him?
Yeah, he's kind of cool. Like I said in the Jidenchi Set 2 review, like I like big ancient turtles. They're neat.
I don't know why that sentence just sounds funny.
HLJ and Mandrake boxes full of shit toys.
Brian talked to them for at least 45 minutes.
But
he
I
played,
got...
What does this rider look like upside down? That was a remarkable night.
I got a Rider Hero Series Nishiki, so my Hibiki guys are done. And I bought the Detail of Heroes double book because I need more suit porn. And then
pages are all sticky now. It's been like a day and a half. It's really gross.
So,
you don't want to go into the book.
I don't remember if it was last episode when I was talking about the Samurai Mega Blocks and I left Pink behind. And I was really pissed.
Yeah, you did.
So I went back there today because we were in the area. And apparently Walmart doesn't clean their shelves at all. Cause the Pink...
I don't think they clean, bro. It's Walmart.
Pink was still behind the Skyliners Mega Blocks where it fell. It was still sitting there on the shelf behind the Skyliner Mega Blocks boxes, right where it fell. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I just took it and left. But
aren't you glad though?
Oh yeah, I'm extremely glad. It just confused me.
Thanks to Walmart's hygiene, you were able to retrieve Mia.
So I mean, I still need the two like rare ones in that set, but they're not really important. I just really wanted Pink and Yellow to finish off those two sets, but.
Still don't have Pink.
I bought 6 of the 8 Megaforce ones today because Toys R Us is having buy one, get one 50% off. So I was like, well, might as well do this. So that happened. I need Robo Knight and the Translucent Red. But
I still gotta find that Rogue One Knight. He's an elusive bastard.
And I bought a bunch of Skyliners because they were also piling them 50% off, so.
Well, like the duplicate ones or the second version ones?
Yeah.
I was debating about what to do about those today because I was like, should I get this pack with Prison Break 2 or should I just get Prison Break by himself or should I just go buy the Prison Break DVDs again?
You should buy the Prison Break DVDs and send them to me.
Next birthday.
That's a long time to wait.
What'd you say?
I said that's a long time to wait.
Oh, well, then, I don't know, Christmas. Christmas is coming.
Yep.
Me too.
So that's...
Me too.
That's all that's going on in the realm of Shuki.
That sounds like a very exciting realm where you talk to switches.
Like, I feel like... Something. I'm missing something. I don't know.
I feel like something.
go ahead, talk, person.
Okay. Well, okay. Hello, it's person here. Dopapopoulos.
There, face here.
Let's not talk about the magical grasshoppers yet, but let's see. Stuff actually happened this week. I actually finally got my Kyuujin yesterday, but I sent it Sal. But I didn't open it till today, so that was fun. What else? Nothing else
did
in the mail.
Did you make it say poo?
Yeah. That was fun for like 3 seconds. And then I got... What did I get at the store? I got stuff at the store and now I'm blanking on it. I found half of that Ben 10 wave right after I was bitching about not finding it in the last podcast. I found Jury Rig and, what's-his-face, Ben with a hoodie on. I still can't find the other half. I went looking today, so that was
it's
very
awesome, upset. Ben. He's got a hoodie.
Tomb Raider... had broken and it was on some sort of time loop and then it was skipping, so I ended up taking it back to Best Buy today and getting a new copy and now it works, so I'm very happy. And now I'm gonna race against the clock to beat the game before something happens again. But so I'm glad that's fixed. I found the Legacy Megazord today. And it was funny because I didn't know they had it and I was standing there. I'm not even done yet. This isn't even the boring story about my class being canceled. Brian had to sit through that. Anyway,
I'm gonna have
so
to
like,
sit through it again, apparently.
No. This is about Toys R Us. Because I walked in there and there was some lady, like, she was on a ladder for some reason. Like, does your Toys R Us have those little, like, compartments on the top?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like she's being overdramatic to use a ladder to get to one of those. But anyway, so, like, she was in the way. So I was trying to find the perfect spot to stand. And so I was standing between the Ben 10 stuff and the PR stuff to look at it all. And I was just kind of browsing around and I saw in the far right corner of the Shinken. I'm like, wow, that is weird. Especially since mine didn't have one of those little pamphlet thingies on it. This is Samurai Megazord. It was just a full on naked Shinkano.
Like I looked at it, I was like, it's a matter of time before those things fall off.
Like it was even weirder when like we didn't have it on there. I felt like I was in Japanese Toys R Us for a second.
I can't get used to that. First was the figure arts that confused me. Now there's a legit Japanese boxed Shinkano sitting on the Toys R Us shelf. I'm sitting here going, what is wrong with the world?
Right, says, it's weird. Walks away.
I was just staring at it, and the assistant manager was like, what's wrong? I was like, this is weird, and I walked away.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of strange. But I saw it in, like, the right-hand corner, so I was like, oh, they must have not got Legacy Megazords in. And then I looked over at the Ben 10 stuff again, and then I look right in front of me. I was standing right in front of it. Like, it was literally, like, right by my chest, and I was just looking all around it, like, missing it. And then I go, I just made some sort of noise. I was like, oh, or something like that. And the lady goes, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not having a stroke. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And so I got it, and it's like... the 25th Megazord, but with braces. Not braces. I don't know why I said braces.
I wish it was better.
It looks a little better. Like, obviously the metal makes it look better, and, like, some of the, like, the Sabretooth head and, like, the helmet look a little bit better, because I was, like, comparing them, and getting the thick layer of dust off my MMPR 25th Megazord. The fact that you have to put stickers on it still pisses me off greatly. There's a few of them where I just stopped giving a fuck and started stabbing the stickers onto them because it's like you had to put it in this tiny little hole and I just started like...
Yeah, that's a problem sometimes. You just got to force it now.
But that pissed me off. I'm like, it's 2013. The only time I've ever had to use stickers on toys in this time is for like model kits or Gashapon things. I find it ridiculous. I'm like, making this a collector's item, you could have at least not had the stickers.
But they need to make it that retro feel.
Oh, God, that pissed me off.
So you can relive the joy of putting stickers on your toys. And
did they change? Why did they change Mammoth's head to be gray when it's supposed to be black?
That's a thing now. I don't know.
Because, like, I looked at all the pictures and, like, it's supposed to be black. I just watched it. This is stupid. And they refer
to it. Because if it were black, it would be racist.
In the, just, like, paragraph description of it, they refer to it as a mammoth, and then they refer to it as mastodon on, like, the roll call in the back. That's funny. But anyway, other than that, I actually bought that set that John linked Kevin to of Buffy. I actually bought that, like, the day before he linked him to that because I saw it was on sale. So I got the complete series for, like, $60, so I was happy. And
I have a penis.
It's about all.
So I got my second battery set 2 in the mail. That was fun. That's
exciting.
I know, that's exciting. I don't think I've gotten anything else. Like I've got this I've got an Amazon cart sitting here that I need to check out with stuff in it.
Are you going to get the Buffy set?
I might. I already have a bunch of stuff in this cart.
It's so cheap. It's a really good deal.
I know. At the same time, I'm like, I want to get it and stuff. I'm like, I'll make my order like $200.
Yeah, but what's $200 when you get a Buffy?
You're working for a reason.
Working for
I don't take days off. I've got the bro code in my cart.
It's a bug. They made one.
I know, and I want it because it's got Neil Patrick Harris on the cover, and it's the bro code. I need to know how to be a bro.
Are you still on season 4?
Yeah. Well, you know, if I didn't work 7 days a week and then sleep when I'm not at work, I would be done. But that's the thing.
Have you got to do it, or have you not watched it all?
What?
Have you watched any of it, or are you still, like, just starting?
No, like, I'm still, like, the DVD's in the machine. I put it in with the intent to watch it, and it's still there, probably cycling through the menu for, like, the 800th time, but that's fine.
Is it on?
Well, my VCR DVD player is on. The thing is switched to the input switch to the cable box, so it doesn't matter. But, yes, it's on right now. If that's how you want to look at it, it is turned on, just like me, when I'm around Brian. And that's a little creepy. Whatever. I really don't think I've gotten anything else. I haven't been anywhere. We talked about everything I bought last week, so it's strange not having bought new stuff in a week, but that's just what's happened, yo. That's how I be rolling.
You know, when he mentioned that getting that battery set in the mail, it just all of a sudden reminded me when I opened Kyrugin, like, the batteries look like they're in, like, a battery pack you'd buy, like, at the store.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're wrapped
they're
up.
They're
like,
in that little wrap.
Yeah, I almost tweeted a picture out there. I picked up some batteries at the store. This is kind of funny.
Gabu gabu kami tske gabu tira.
The full version talks about overrapu and farting. It's really fun. Best song ever. Yep. Anyway. Time for the news. Oh, wait.
There's wonder news. How long this Buffy says for. The, time for Time Force? Oh.
What?
Penis.
The greatest piece of news that we have this week is the fact that Japan's having this kind of giveaway for a Gabutira sleeping bag. So it looks like you get murdered.
Especially that kid. That's what I wish would have happened to all the kids at Gabutira
was just like, Gaburincho, and took off half your body.
Gaburincho!
That's what should have happened to half the kids in G-Ranger, and by half, I mean all of them. They should have been cut in half. That's violent, but they were annoying.
Fire Emblem's getting released. That's exciting. Not the game, I mean the gay guy. He's getting released.
Not the game, the gay.
He's an exclusive, though, so you have to get him on Amazon because it's cheaper than getting an off-Tamashii web because... Fuck Japan. What else do we got? We got something about Akiba Ranger. I don't know. Like, oh, people are coming back, and I don't know half the people, so that's fine.
That's because you're not smart, like me.
Okay.
And you're homosexual.
Oh. And there's a Turtles game.
And a dinosaur or something.
except they look funny.
Is the what coming out?
The Turtles game. Like, they look really weird.
Oh my god, that is frightening. Like, it looks... Oh god. Oh god, that is... I'm terrified. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I just looked at it, and I'm scared.
Well, like, I'm all for art styles and stuff. I'm fine with that. But the fact that you have a highly successful cartoon, and you don't base the game around said cartoon, kind of confuses me a bit.
Man, look at that photo of Donatello. I'm scared. Like,
yes, I know. That's what I'm getting at. Like, it's really... Really
it's piercing
creepy.
My soul.
Like,
who's making it?
I get that they're supposed to look like actual mutant turtles, and I respect that. I just don't like it.
Brian respects mutant turtles.
I think I don't even have a soul anymore. I sold it to buy toys a few years ago, but I'm scared.
It's developed by Redfly Studio, who made Thor: God of Thunder.
That inspires confidence.
Sounds like a communist fly. Better dead than red, I always say.
Inspired by the current Nickelodeon cartoon? How? Kiefer, you wrote this article. How? Tell me. I don't get it.
I think Kiefer's just being a bitch. Fuck you, Kiefer. Whore.
Okay.
Mikey didn't even look happy and whimsical.
That makes me sad. Donnie looks more whimsical, and I think it's because he's high.
And Leo looks nothing like Jason Biggs. They're doing this all wrong. He should be fucking a pie right now.
And I
can't imagine Raphael doing that thing where he plays football and is like, I want to play football for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Because Sean Astin was Rudy.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I only know him as the guy with the pecs from 50-Year-Old Virgin. Wait, no, 51st Date, sorry.
50-Year-Old Virgin? Sorry. Like a sequel?
It's a sequel. It's set in a parallel dimension where he didn't get laid.
That's exactly...
By Brian's mom.
I'm just dead silent.
Is that a thing now? Gabu, gabu, kami, tske, gabu.
Kami? It was kami. Kami Sama.
Kami Sama.
Oh my god.
Yes. This is an exciting show this week.
This is very exciting. We have news about sleeping bags and molester turtles. That's just a normal week, to be honest.
I like molesters and turtles. I'm both. Wait, no. Never mind.
Yeah, evil metaphor.
What's going on?
I guess it's time for the next part of this show, even though we're...
Well, I wish someone had said that so I could move on. I've been like... That phrase I say in the wrong voice every week. Superhero time! I don't like that. Always bad. Kyoryuger! Wizard, please. I feel like I need something to go with that, but I got nothing. So we're on episode 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 3. 4. I'm like trying to count. I'm like, I don't know how to count.
Death!
Sorry, we did 3 last week. We're on 4. Episode 4 of the Kyoryugers, which starts off with, I mean, you know, because with them at the little restaurant, because now that they added Green as a friend, now they have to do friend things with him. So he's being their friend, and then there's Black pimping out with a different chick again. You're like, sup, bitches? How you doing? And I don't know why he talks like that, but he does.
How you doing?
And Red goes over to talk to him, but he doesn't know that he's Black. He's like, sup, Ian? You want to teach me how you know, get all to bitches? And he's like, no. And he has some kind of PTSD flashback. And then he's off walking around with that chick, and like a monster's there, and he's like, oh no, it can't be. And then has more PTSD and like sends the chick off to go kill herself or something. I don't know where she went. All I know is she was never seen again. So that's fine. And they were, he goes and they start fighting the monster. The other four show up, summon weapons, and then they start fighting some more. The monster grabs Red and he's like, I want to hug you. And he's like, "You're choking me, stop." It's like, "Black showed him, take the shot." And he starts shaking, as PTSD kicks in again. He's like, "I can't do it," and drops the gun and then pisses himself everywhere. And then that's what happened in my head anyway. And then meanwhile, like, that dude's off stealing things, and they're back at base. Like, "Look at all the cool stuff we stole. Yay, we're stealing." And so they're back at base, and Torin's like, "You know what would be cool right now? If you guys use that Kentro Spiker battery." And like, "Oh yeah, we have those Guardian things, and we got more powers." And he's like, "Yeah, only problem is somebody took it." And they're like, "The fuck? Who else has access to this place that would take it? Because clearly someone broke in and stole it. Thus, Ford didn't do it. No one else could have taken it." Wait. At some point, Black shoves Daigo away from him. And then that clues him in that, hey, wait, I think this is Ian. So the monster shows up again. They race in on their Dino Chaser bikes to go fight him. They're doing, you know, some fighting things. Black's like, "I got this one," and he tries to use Kentro Spike, and like, "Oh my god, he's got it!" Like, it was a surprise. Like, "Oh man, why didn't he think that Black stole it? I mean, us four didn't take it." Except it like blows up in his face because he's stupid. And once again, the monster leaves. I think he stole like buildings at one point. I don't know what the hell happened there, but then they're again back at the base because there's only two areas, fighting area and base camp. Back at base camp, they're like, "Dude, not cool, bro. What? Why are you stealing from us? I thought we were bros. Like, that's not part of the bro code." He's like, "Yeah, Ian, I know it's you." He's like, "Son of a bitch, son of a bitch." So he DN transforms, like, "You know what? Fuck you guys. I'm out." And, like, walks off. And then he tries to go bang some chick. And she's like, "No." And leaves. And then Daigo comes in and is like, "All right, man. You gotta tell me what's wrong. Yeah, I'm not leaving until you tell me your story." He's like, "Fine." So he flashes back to when he was an archaeologist. I guess that's a popular profession these days in Japan. And he apparently was partnered with Gunpei, and they were like, "Hey, let's go treasure hunting, and that'll be fun." And they found the stone, and then that monster grabs Gunpei, and it's like, "Ha, bitch, you ain't so tough without your big robot dog, are you?" He's like, "Oh, shit." And so he's like, "Take the shot, Ian, take the shot." He missed, and the dude killed him. And then Ian was like, "No!" And he took that thing that they found and left. And then Ian's out for revenge. And Red's like, "Bro, let's do this. We got it. We're behind you, man." And it's like, "Oh, that's kind of creepy." So the monster shows up again, stealing buildings. And like, "Let's do this." And they're like, "But our batteries aren't charged." Like, "That's fine. We got Koichi. It'll be good." And they're like, "Oh, okay. We'll just fight him without powers then." So that's what they do, because Koichi, and they're having a civilian reason. Fight. What?
That's a perfect reason.
Exactly. So civilian fight, and then Black shows up and is like, "I'm gonna help now," and they're like, "Oh yay, we're a team," and stuff and junk, and that was a part in there where you see him meeting Parasagon, but that's not really important, other than the fact that he met Parasagon. Right after that. And then Torin shows up and is like, "Bitches, your battery's ready," and throws them accurately to them, which is adorable. They transform as a group for the first time, and roll call. They then use their weapons to start poning people, and they're like, "I know, let's use Kentro Spiker again." And they're like, "Okay, combine weapons, Kentro Spiker," and they're like, "Kaboom," or something. And they like, he javelins him.
Just kind of throws it.
And he just like skewers him as though he were an Olympic official, and just destroys him. And the monster's all dead faced, love and smiling or whatever the hell. They just like, let's pour our liquid sperm on him, and like, okay, and he grows giant. And they're like, Black's like, let's do this. Let's go Parasagan. And so he comes out of his European castle. I guess he was playing chess with the arms monsters or something. I don't know. But he shows up and starts blasting everything in sight because he can't aim properly. Then Gabutira and Zactor show up and are like, I know, let's combine, yo. And then they're like, all right, Kyuriujin Western, yeehaw! So they start doing some, like, epic Gokaio CGI. Then they finish the monster off. Now they're all happy face. They're a team. Everything the monsters dude stole starts just falling from the sky, except for whatever it was that he stole from Ian and Gunpei. And then we see that the bad guys have that stone, and then it ends. So, yeah, that was fun.
That was the thing.
The civilian fight was fun. From it, we learned that Green is badass.
What?
And we learned that... What?
Well, you were taking a while to say something.
What? We learned that Pink was all adorable and Red was fun and Blue has
his... Pink's always adorable. I feel like some sort of pedophile.
I don't. She's over the age of 12, therefore not pedophile.
You're never too little innocent to be naked.
That's true.
Jedi Mon, August 2012.
It was young.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. It was little.
No, it was young.
Fuck.
And then Blue was just being all goofy ass self again.
I wonder if Blue is echoing like Kevin is.
It's because of me.
Yeah, I know. It's always you.
It's not always me.
It's always your fault.
No, it's not. It is. I'm not responsible for the spaceship. Let's at least say that. See, it's not here right now, is it? Nope, don't hear anything.
No, because he left in the bloopers.
Yep, he's gonna leave in the future. But he was never here in the first place, so it's all very confusing. This is an interesting discussion.
Yeah. Well, I like how, like, of all the people to be Black's friend, it was Gohan Black. So those Black Rangers, they have to stick together.
Yeah.
Once you go Black, you never go back. But that's what the kids say.
Like, it was a really weird casting choice, I think, but I was thinking about it, and I was talking to one of my friends about it. And all of the people that are, like, in side roles in Kyuriujin are all people that were in Koichi's movie that he was making. So I think he just ported them over from the movie and was like, here, guest star in Kyuriujin.
I've got another job for you.
And they were like, okay, let's duty this.
Let's duty this.
Also, I really want to see that movie. But anyway.
Kabutira.
I did not know Ian was the Black Ranger. The only other dude that hangs out at that cafe. They had to put two and two together by then.
That's a valid point.
And he wears a black jacket.
He reminds me a little bit of, like, a ladies' man version of Ren. Like, I think it's his facial features.
Ren from
Ryuki.
Ryuki? I almost said from Knight. That was actually his show, just called Knight.
Ryuki doesn't exist. It was just called Knight.
He wore one of those ridiculously long leather jackets. It was like, why is it that long? If I remember right.
OB, what, Ren?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone else say something.
I'm trying to think of something else. It's a long now.
Kyuriujin Western was fun. I like how it had like the little like sheriff star like Western cockpit.
So in my review, I was like, you know, here's Kyuriujin Western. I'm not sure why it's called Kyuriujin Western, considering it's just a gun and a claw. But that's fine. It's here. And one of my comments was, it's called Kyuriujin Western because the dinosaurs were found in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, fuck you.
That's not true.
And then I'm sitting here going, it was found in Europe and Japan.
Oh, shit.
Both of those are in the Eastern Hemisphere. And then I proceeded to laugh.
Did you correct him?
Not yet.
I'm still trying to figure out how to show off the gun in angry mode.
Like, it's a certain Judenshi that does it but I don't know what one it is. But
that does angry mode?
How did you get all those toys? I don't understand. Like, you obviously don't know where to get them if you actually did a review of them.
All right.
It was.
I love the people who on my Legacy Morpher review tell me where to buy it.
Oh, people!
Because
what's wrong
they legit, they like legit believe that I didn't know where to purchase it, and that was awesome. Like someone told me, like Shuki got it at Toys R Us and he paid $50. You didn't get the bit, did you?
How do they think you got it? Oh, yeah, you said Brian bought it for you. Did you say it in the review?
Yeah, I'm like Shuki got this for me, and I really don't know where he got it from. Okay. And I'm like, I'm holding up the thing. The sticker is literally on screen. Like it's the all you can see on camera is the only at Toys R Us sticker for like 30 seconds.
People are so stupid.
And I'm like, I really don't know where he got this from. I think he got it from some Ralph's in Burbank, and he paid for it with a bunch of cans. So I have no idea.
That was really funny.
Like, I just got a comment on my Ibuki whistle that says "Where to buy?" Question mark.
No. Ibuki whistle. I don't know why that seemed funny.
I got this comment I got here. This is the actual comment. I know why it says hashtag niggas be like, and then I have no idea where you get this thing. While holding the camera right up to the only at Toys R Us sticker. I don't know how to respond to that.
I wish I could figure out why it's 2013 and people are still asking where to watch Kyoryuger.
Oh my god. Where do you watch it? It's actually just something I made up in my mind.
And then it was a little funny because the first person, this Malaysian kid, whose actual thing says Malaysian kid, said first on that on my Legacy Morpher, and then somebody responded back with, first to comment, last loses virginity.
I've seen that before. He said it was like, first to comment, last to get laid.
Yeah, I keep getting those people that just troll the person who says first.
Why is first still a thing? I just delete it now. It's like, why is that still a thing? Like, there's like never a time where someone doesn't make some sort of angry comment to them. It's like, I don't know why that's still a thing.
That's why I leave it to get the funny comments at them. I'm like, this is funny.
In other news, this discussion was 10% about the episode, 90% about everything else.
God, I'm trying to figure out why they couldn't figure out that Black stole the battery. Like he's like, oh yeah, the battery, it's not here.
It's not here. Someone must have broken in. Or that renegade you got working for you took it.
It's the renegade. He's on the grid.
Like, or that other guy stole it, the one who's not our friend yet. But that's
fine. I got him over with his Forza-like charm. We can be buddies.
Let's be buddies. Okay.
That's how I fucking killed Gohan Black. They're just like, nope, you get stabbed 4 times. Fuck you.
This show's so dark.
It's grim dark.
If they were stood next to beer, it'd be ridiculous.
I had to clean up beer bottles in the parking lot.
At Toys R Us?
Yes. There's broken beer bottles everywhere.
It's random. It'd be funny if it was in the aisle, actually. Just like in like the Fisher Price aisle, just broken beer bottles. I don't know.
Like it's rough on the streets.
You know, it's kind of funny how quickly they're just sort of becoming a team and, like, getting along now. I mean, at least Black with everyone else, because he was so standoffish before. It just seems like such a quick fix.
Yeah, it's... I wish it lasted a little longer.
Like, I don't mind them, this being the episode where they decide to all work together and be identities. Wow. To know each other's identities, but it bothers me a little bit that he's so like BFF now. Like Daigo's like, we're gonna work together now, and he's like, okay, and like,
oh you,
because I remember Guy was just like, I'm just joining this team because I want to fuck that bitch. So like he like even though it wasn't really the best show, I like the way they handled that. Well, he did. Everyone wanted to have sex with Kyori, even though she looked completely dated. Seriously, they don't make humans like that anymore. They're much more advanced. Anyway, but like it would be nice to have a little more conflict.
They yeah, just seem like,
so, like they already friended each other, and
well, next episode they're already fighting again. So
and Cyan shows up, yeah. Not Pyle.
Cyan Pyle.
Viking. He's a pile. He's a pile of Cyan.
Maki Don, who I'm hoping to buy tonight. Oh shit! The update's at like 5 o'clock in the morning now, isn't it? God damn it! Fucking daylight savings time, you ruin everything.
Why do we have that? We should only have it so that it gives us more sleep, too. I feel like this is stupid. The whole concept is stupid. Why do we do it? Something about
farmers. They don't want us to have Ankydon.
Fuck the farmers. Like, in the future, they will be trying to buy this mecha. So I decree we fuck shit up. That pisses me off.
Faggots.
Whenever I ask somebody, I'm like, why do we do this? I'm like, oh, it's because of the farmers. I'm like, who cares about them? They live their own life without technology. Well, that's just the Amish. But this doesn't matter.
Who cares about them? Probably all the people that eat their food.
Oh, what do they have to have the time change? Something about the light? Just use regular lights. Use a lamp. Have you never heard of overhead lighting?
What's overhead lighting, sir?
I don't know what we're talking about now.
Probably your mother.
My mom's totally overhead lighting.
Yeah.
Well, should we move on to Wizard, I guess?
I'm beautiful.
I guess so.
Okay. So, at the beginning of the episode, we have Medusa scouting for some phantoms, and Gremlin comes up, and he calls her Misa, and I make a Jar Jar reference, and then blah, 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 phantom politics. And then we have Beast running into someone who he thinks is Medusa in a schoolgirl uniform. And he, like, attacks her, and he's like, it's breakfast time, the most important phantom meal of the day. Then he gets defeated, and Paul Blart Mall Cop, or school cop, like, arrests him for bothering schoolgirls. And while this is happening, Haruto and the gang are trying to get Golem to come out of his shell because he's very self-conscious about his body. I don't know why, but I didn't think he was going to appear in this episode. And then all of a sudden they're outside, and Haruto's all like... He's wondering what's mayonnaise up to, and he's also wondering why Shunpei is dressed like a Christmas elf. I was wondering that myself. And so then they decide they need to find out what's going on in the school. So Haruto makes use of the dress-up ring to disguise himself as a schoolboy, and he's sitting there investigating. And all of a sudden, he's startled by Shunpei, who's now dressed as a girl, and he misses his elf costume—not Haruto's elf costume, Shunpei's. And then Haruto's confronting the Medusa girl, and then he's like, you bitch, you know that you're Medusa, don't even lie about it. And then all of a sudden he's screaming and then sees Medusa attacking, he's like, this is awkward, I thought you were a maniac, sorry, but I gotta go. And then Medusa's all like, I'm Medusa, and Yusa, and Misa, and stuff like that. And you see the girl that we thought was Medusa and Medusa on screen at the same time, and your mind's like blown. And then Rinko arrives because she's been doing
an
investigation.
That's blown.
That I haven't mentioned in the summary at all. And she's like, oh, they're twins, and we left Beast in jail because he can't have any focus, so we had to lock him up in this episode. She's like, wait, I want to get to do something. No, you stay in that cell. And then he just, like, lied back in defeat. That's what happened there. And then some putties were summoned, so Haruto thought they were too much, so he had to use the Drago timer to take them all out. But then Boost is like, Boost? Boost?
What's that, Boost?
Boost up for Beaster. Was like, bitch, I'm getting these, and he ate all of them. Not the people, the putties. And then Wizard and Beast are fighting Medusa, and the twin bitch is all looking on like, oh my god, what the fuck's going on? And then it ends. So I actually enjoyed this episode quite a bit. I found it to be pretty entertaining. I think the whole thing with the twins was just kind of interesting. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be her, and I kind of guessed the twin thing on pretty early, but it's kind of interesting to get a backstory on where Medusa's human persona came from, and we got some interesting stuff going on there. And I just found, in general, the humor in the episode to be very entertaining, from Beast just trying to hunt this girl down and, like, grabbing her, and Shunpei cross-dressing as a girl. I thought that was kind of funny.
That was the thing.
That was creepy.
I like the fact that Haruto used the dress-up ring for something that actually made sense. Because this place requires jackets. Lincoln's like, ugh! And he just got in, and Susan's like, well, I have a scratch on my face that's never mentioned again in the entire fucking series.
Do you respect his life choices?
I just got it. Oh, man. I respect your life choices.
I don't want to respect his life choices.
It's the same passing, Gretchen. Anyway, but I did enjoy it. I thought it was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, I especially enjoyed the part where, the part with Beast, when they locked his ass up. Like, the dude drags him and he's like, Rinko-chan! And he's just like, tell him I'm a cool guy. And he's like, do you know this guy? And she looks at him, nope, Never seen him before.
She like ran in. She's like, "Oh, Nito! Oh, you know this guy? No, I'm good."
No.
It's just weird. Lock his ass up.
Doing her job.
Like
he's like, "What? No."
This episode was like fun for all the wrong reasons.
Because Junpei was cross-dressing.
Junpei was cross-dressing, which was absolutely hysterical. He just shows up. And, like, he couldn't just get a normal male outfit. No, he had a cross-dress while disguised. So that was funny and really stupid. Golem is, like, the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life.
I know. It was all derpy, like, running into things and, like, falling over.
But I love how in his intro it's just so heavily toy-focused. He's like, "Oh, what's this? Could it be? Golem, please. Oh, it's a new familiar." And then it just fucking runs off. It's like, I'm gonna fucking hide.
When I was first watching the episode and I was thinking of jokes to make for the summer, I was gonna make a joke about how they're finally showing all the disc animals, the play monsters on screen, and then the bit turned into the golem. But that was the first time we've seen him, some of them, in quite a bit. We haven't seen Kraken in, like, forever.
Yeah, Kraken and Unicorn.
I think we haven't seen Unicorn since, like, episode 2.
He showed up for something at some point, but
Garuda's been flying around.
I also like how it's implied that Haruto bribed that fat chick with donuts. All of a sudden, he's just there talking to her, and she's eating a donut. I'm like, "Oh, Haruto, what did you do?"
I thought it was funny when he just had those donuts in the Shinpei's like, "Oh, but when did you get those?"
I also like the one moment where Shunpei has head on Haruto's shoulders while they were spying on the chicks.
I know. He just like pushed him. I was like, "Dude, what the hell?"
That's funny.
Like I said, this episode was great for all of the wrong reasons. You're supposed to be focused in on this whole, like, Misa and Medusa thing. And like, "Oh, this is drama and twins and shit." And here I am laughing at Golem being a derp and Shunpei cross-dressing and fat chicks eating donuts.
Twins, Basil.
Like, I love this episode for all the completely wrong reasons. But that's fine.
Didn't, not Phoenix, goddamn, mixing all the names up. Beast, he used some mantles, didn't he? I don't know why that's important.
Oh, the dice thing happened again.
Oh, yeah, with the little mini falcon.
We got
that
to
was
see
adorable.
Six. And then a little tiny falcon, and then Medusa just stomps on it.
Because he had, like, all the dolphins, like, make an onslaught. He's like, "Fuck yeah, let's do that again." And it was like, chirp, chirp.
I like how he doesn't pay attention to what he gets. He just inserts it and slashes. And
hopes for the best.
Then he looks at it after there's a little tiny falcon running around. And he's like, "Oh, shit.
Oh,
I got
beast.
A one. Again." But I like it when he gets a one, because...
It's
adorable.
Funny.
Incredibly adorable.
Like, I still like... Well,
it was one of those things that made me realize that Wizards is an enjoyable show when they're not shoving new upgrades and shit down your throat. I mean, it wasn't like, oh my god, the best, but I think it was amusing, at least. And I think all those really weird things in this episode that I ended up liking is what made it more enjoyable. To me, as opposed to some of the last episodes where I knew it was supposed to be really serious, but there wasn't anything there.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, I know they're trying to be serious at times with the Medusa plot, but at the same time, I know those things are there to make you laugh, and they are, so.
Yeah.
I at least respect that. I'm still ticked about Phoenix being trapped in the fucking sun. I hate
He's
that.
Just sitting up there getting strong, getting ready to throw the sun at everybody. They're going to make an alternate ending DVD where that happens.
So they should bring him back as like the Mega Max or the Movie Tyson villain. Come back really strong.
I was conflicted when Wizard used his Drago timer this time, because part of me was pissed because I'm kind of annoyed at it.
It was really random.
And the fact that he used it against, like, ghouls. But then at the same time, I was thinking, I'd probably be more pissed if, like, I bought this and they used it twice and then never used it again. So at least, like, he's using it. And, like, I was having this inner conflict with myself over something really stupid. I think I would have just preferred him to use it on, like, Medusa by herself instead of putties. Like, because it seems so ridiculous. Because before, we had to get these dragon forms to face Phoenix when he was really strong, and now it's just like, "Oh, let's go ultimate to take out these henchmen."
It's kind of like the Kiva Emperor effect.
Yeah.
Where he just goes Emperor all the time because he can.
I always justified that because Emperor was Kiva's true form because the other one was all chained up.
They basically, like, writ it? Wow.
Yeah, I've
wrote
that
it so that
I'm an idiot.
It makes sense. Still annoys some people, but it makes sense at least.
So I was like half mad, half not mad. Half indifferent, that's three halves.
I don't know, I thought there was something else I wanted to say. I don't remember.
I still love when Haruto calls Nito mayonnaise.
What's mayonnaise up to?
Just like, the fact that somebody would have that nickname is just hilarious.
I have a friend named Mayonnaise. Patty Mayonnaise.
I think I might be mayonnaise. That's fun.
You might be. I'm not sure.
Incursion.
Incursions, oh my
god. They just used the words incursion on a commercial and I just thought of frogs. Thanks, Ben 10. Ben's going to turn into an incursion.
Really?
That's for later, yep. He gets it in, I think, his next episode.
It's like an hour long next week or something.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, that's exciting. Okay, is it my turn now?
Yep.
Yep.
Because now it's time for Megaforce Shamri Shuki.
Yup. Fuck! I thought it was on. I just pushed the button. Wait, let's try it again.
Shuki. Oh,
Yup. Earth defenders, never surrender. That wasn't as good. But I got it right this week, at least.
So proud of you.
Last week, legit, just said the Galaxy Quest line. I didn't even mean to. It's so natural because I'm thinking of the voice I have to use.
Alright, so I'm going to yawn because I'm tired. And
timeline in which there's no other timelines because we couldn't fit any others. We ran out of timelines.
This is a timeline where we didn't effectively use other timelines.
Time travel fail.
So, yada yada, millions of years and ghost saying shit. And so, Troy's just, like, sitting out in the forest. I don't know what he's doing. And Emma's riding her bike, and he's like, oh, Emma! And Emma just ignores him because I'd ignore him, too. And so she just keeps going. He's like, wait, and he runs after her. And meanwhile,
only they could catch up with her
on the big spaceship thing. I don't got a name. We got this Discord guy who's a complete freak face. That's my new word. And so they're like, oh, this is shit. Yeah, whatever. So he's a rock star and shit. And Rax just kind of sitting there going, oh, I'm your fabulous manager. And then we get, Pope Ranger, go make for
people.
So Troy uses his amazing stalker abilities that we've established a couple episodes ago to find Emma singing in a field. Because she can sing, apparently. Even though I don't think it's her actress whatsoever. But
no.
Blah, 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 something about flowers and pollen, and I don't know, I don't really care.
You wanted to
like, oh, you can sing good, you should be in High School Musical, and she's like, yeah, I didn't get the part. And so Discord's back at the city doing his guitar shit. How can he play his chest? He doesn't even have fucking strings.
It's a quote of the day material right there.
Dude, he don't.
How can he play his chest? He doesn't even have strings. You could just sit there deep in thought thinking about
it. So, I would like to make a point that in Ghost Sager, this guy's power was heavily affecting Red and Pink because they were Skykes and had, like, super sensitive hearing. So, in order to rectify that in the source footage, they decided to make Red and Pink together at the time, and they were closest to him, so it affected them more, because that's a thing. So Mr. Burley's over here doing some sort of jig because he thinks it's, like, the sexiest music ever. Red and Pink, I swear to God, are having seizures or something. And Troy holds his ghost anymore for upside down, but that's fine. So they're off their bikes, and in the transition we see the bike and the wheels still spinning, even though it would never have spun that long. but I'm just being really nitpicky now.
The show's ridiculous.
So they run in and they're covering their ears and shit, and Red's like, oh, I can't stand this shit, even though he helps people get out of the way and shit. And so there's loogies and fighting, and they stop covering their ears because apparently they don't hurt no more. And so they fight, and then Discord starts playing his chest again, even though he don't got strings. They're like, oh, shit, and Ren and Pink have, like, fucking seizures again. And so they run away, and they de-untransform and shit.
So they're still morphed. And
so fucking, what's her name? I almost called her Mia. Damn.
See?
I was like, shut that boombox off. Who the fuck has boomboxes in 2013? I have no fucking idea.
I mean, like, the douchiest kids of all time.
I like how these guys who would easily pass as, like, bullies in shows like these, Gia's just like, yo, turn it off, and they just turn it off.
You saw her face, she got all angry and scary. I'd have done it too. Like, oh, shit.
She watched Ned's Declassified, she knows what to do.
And so Rack's up on the roof with Discord, and he's like, I can be your manager. And Discord's like, okay, you'll help me become awesome and stuff. And Rack's like, yes, I don't have my Earth armor, even though I'm on Earth. And, like, seriously, that bothers the piss out of me. I don't... We established the fact that his chinchilla form is Earth armor.
That's not threatening. Become an evil, like, chinchilla.
I'm on Earth.
Fuck.
I'm on Earth, so I'm a chinchilla. And now he's on Earth and not a chinchilla. So now we have to retcon the fact that his Earth armor is only when he fights, even though he didn't fight in the chinchilla form. He stood there and watched. But anyway. They're at Ernie's. Ernie's dancing because he's like, oh, this shit's sexy too. And him and Mr. Burley can have a sexy music party. And Troy's like, oh, fuck this shit. I need to get out. He leaves. And Gia's like, hey. And Troy ignores her because he's just a dick. And they're like, what's wrong? And they're like, I don't know, something about music. I can't hear you yet, you're stupid. And so Gia's like, yo, Ernie, turn it down. And Ernie turns it down because everyone listens to Gia.
Well, who wouldn't?
I don't blame him. And so we see the stage that's in every Toku ever, and they're building a stage for Discord, and Breck's like, fabulous! And so Troy's on a dock. I don't know why he went there.
He was gonna jump.
So
then Kenjioba comes in and starts beating the shit out of him. Doesn't get wet. He's in the water the whole time. Sorry.
Kenjioba jumps out of the ocean.
Completely dry.
Completely dry and just punches Troy in the face.
I can't picture this. It's fantastic.
So the music's still playing, and, like, Troy's having a seizure again, and he's like, I can't hear anything. And they leave and morph, and they're like, oh, hey, look, it's Discord. And Vex's like, fabulous! And they fight. That's all he says. And so they fight, even though now he's fighting without the Earth armor, so the Earth armor isn't for fighting, it's for standing there, apparently.
And well, like, you're a chinchilla.
It's like, I'm a badass. And he just kills them, and then they start dancing. And so they activate this machine. And so people all over the world are being affected by his awful music. So we've got generic British people standing in front of Big Ben.
Oh my god, that, like, was ridiculous.
Victorian clothing and shit. Like, this guy looks like Charlie Chaplin, and then we got African kids and random Asians. All being, and these people standing in front of a green screen of what's supposed to be France. They're just standing there going,
rawr. I love how they're standing over the most, like, iconic thing possible for that place. So just so you know, that's where they are.
Big Ben. France. A well. A well
is
for
Big
Africa.
Ben, Parliament.
The Sphinx, which is apparently right next to a temple and a series of pyramids in Egypt. And so now we're back at Troy, and he's about to fall in the ocean, but he manages not to. We see Tenso for the first time in forever. And they're like, stuff happens, more fighting, fabulous, and stuff. So Emma shows up singing her song thing, and I don't know, Troy makes it windy? I don't really get it. But he makes it windy, and spend the the cherry blossoms because, you know, those exist heavily in the United States.
And they carry sound.
And so he tries to cancel it out by spinning his stringless chest. Meanwhile, Vrak is still fabulously fighting. And everyone around the world is all better now because they stopped the thing. That's so horribly green screen. Why is that Africa represented by a well? That's so bad. But anyway,
it should have just been one of those sad commercials. I better know what you're thinking. But it's not a sad dog commercial.
Yes.
So victory, Discord baby.
Breaks, and they make the Landsea Buster, which is apparently still the Megaforce Blaster here. Brilliant naming deduction, guys. So
they're so good on
Red
this show.
Pain Girl better now. They transform too, and they're like, yay. Ghost Ager. And so they make the actual legit Megaforce Blaster and they kill Discord and Vrak's like, fabulous, go get him, Zombats! And so they make him all big and shit and they're like, oh, Mechazord, Megazord summon, yada, yada, fight, shit. And so no Zords are used, additional ones, because this is actually taken from episode 4 of Ghost Ager where they didn't have these yet.
Boom.
And then he dies. Victory charge. And Melkor's like, oh, Vrak, you failed. And he's like, but I was a fabulous manager. And Kreebok is like, I just want to slice him up. And Melkor's like, no, hold your horses. You'll get your chance next episode when I forget I told you to wait. That's fine. And then I have no idea. They're sitting at Ernie's talking about something. I don't know. He's dancing again. Oh, he turned up the music last time and left.
Because he recorded the shit music.
Yeah. Way to go. Yeah, well, that's it. The episode, I think it was the weakest one so far.
Yeah, it's my least favorite. Except for the fake power Kenji.
I really liked it. I don't know why.
Really? I hated it. I mean, I didn't hate it. I liked the power Kenji up.
I didn't hate it. But it was the weakest episode for me because, I mean, it didn't really build on anyone's character or anything. It was just kind of a generic filler episode. All it really did is show that they can wear different clothing, and even though that's just Troy 2.0. But,
it's like his Ben with hoodie outfit.
And Emma can sing. That's all
Troy with hoodie.
That's all they established in this entire episode was that, hey, look, Emma can sing, and there's cherry blossoms in California.
Oh my god, she's Princess Shayla's daughter. Gokhydra confirmed.
Oh my god. what's awful is that's the first thing I thought of when I seen this. I was like, oh boy, here comes the theory.
Stained with all the colors. Of, well, that's a different thing altogether. Anyway,
Vrak is so fabulous.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Let's just move on now to ramble time. No, but the episode bothered me because I hate musical episodes, especially when like you see like the villains dancing and it just takes their threat level away. Hence Pandora. I hate when PR copies a Sentai episode, and, well, just in general. I hate that because it's so lazy, but I can understand copying certain narration when you're using the Sentai footage, but I hate when they copy scenes, like, verbatim with the new actors, because they don't have to do that. And, like, they copy the plot, I think, on one of the reviews I read, so they, like, Samurai Syndrome, it's like they copied the plot without regard for it making sense. And apparently this one was done much later, too. It was, like, out of production order or something. Like, it was made later. So they had time to do it or something. That's what I heard on the streets. That's Twitter is the streets. And, like, the little details, like, Vrak's armor were forgotten when they were literally just established.
Like, that was my biggest, like, angry point with this episode. Was the fact that we got this whole thing with Vrak gets chinchilla armor when he goes down to Earth. Because that's a thing, apparently. Which I'm fine with, because they need a reason for him to have that suit that they're going to use heavily in the next, probably about 10 episodes or so. But
that, I found it funny.
Less than 10, actually. And then all of a sudden, bam, he's on Earth. Bam, no chinchilla armor. Bam, he's no longer fluffy.
He's no longer fluffy.
Like, it was just weird to me. I'm like, okay, so you establish this, and then you ignore it. Okay, thank you. But
even though he was being annoying with the music, I still love the shit out of new Ernie.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome. He's way better than old Ernie. We want old and busted or the new hotness, because the only one of them is alive. That was mean. But it's
wow.
True. But it's true. Something else I was going to point out that I can't remember. Oh, something that everyone's been talking about, the fact that I brought up last week, they're never at the command center. It's like the opposite problem samurai had. The samurai was like a shut-in cult, and these people never go back to the command center. Granted, it's a creepy cave with a pedophile in it. So I don't think I'd want to visit it that much. But
what
I'd like
mean?
To see
it seems
them there.
Very warm and inviting. There's a giant tiki head on the wall.
But this episode just kind of reminded me that even though Megaforce is taking some steps in the right direction, it's still so far from how good PR could be.
Yeah. For every couple steps up, there's always a step down.
Like, it's certainly still more enjoyable than Samurai, but it's still, like, not that great. It's just, it's doing some things right, but it's not really that great. I mean, granted, they're working with Ghost Ager here where nothing happened for, like, 20 episodes. I mean, stuff happened, but there's no explanation. Like, almost when listening to, if you listen to the old podcasts, that's one of our frequent complaints, is that there was, like, no explanation in for anything. They were just attacking for evil's sake. Like how the villains just admit they're complete assholes. They're just evil for evil's sake. It's like I'm being smothered by luxury. And now I was just going on a Nate's vlog reference tangent, but
smothered in luxury.
Do we only have one more episode before Ghostly Night, right?
Yeah, the next episode is when we're getting Ultra Ghostly Great. Then we have that week off because of the Kids' Choice Awards. And then the week after that, supposedly we're getting an hour-long episode, but then I heard that we're not. But then
yeah.
We are again. I have no idea. But Robo Knight's going to appear that
week. Yeah, he'll be in one. So
he's
that's
in episode good. 8. This is episode 6.
Like, see, I'm most interested in seeing, well, like, once we get to Robo Knight, start getting into the meat of how they're basically jumbling up the three arcs of Ghost Ager. Because right now we're still just in pretty other than Vrax.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be like killing off Kreepox, and then like Melkor goes in a cocoon or something, and then we get the Yumajus, and then eventually we get like Yumajus and Mantarintis at like the same time. We get Vrax or whatever. I don't know.
He turns him into a robot. Do you mean the guy from Gokaiger? No, shut up, Ninja Ranger. You don't know shit. But yeah, because that's what I was interested in seeing when we read the summaries, was the fact that, like, you're seeing Metal Alice and like, a description from super early on, and War Stars appearing in the finale. And so, like, right now it's just basically Ghost Ager. So it'll be interesting once we get into it. Except for that Vrak armor thing, the chinchilla. That sounds really non-threatening when you say it.
The armor was hilarious. I don't understand. Like, he changed. One was like, oh, look, I'm ugly chinchilla. And then he's, I love it. There's like, fabulous. Why was he gay? I don't understand why Vrax was gay.
It's a thing. I made it. Well, I didn't make him gay at first. It was a completely different accent. Except by the second episode, I forgot what accent I used, so that he just became gay.
But I meant in the show, because in the show,
he's
to me, he
show.
Came out gay.
Oh, okay. Vrax just a homo, then. That's fine. I respect his life choices, like Susan.
I don't want to respect his life choices because I don't have to. I'm not his parent.
Horse.
Yes, horse.
Susan was a horse.
Oi. Okay. Let's just hope next week's a little bit better.
It should be.
It was kind of annoying when Emma was singing and you could totally tell it was like a studio voice. Like, because there was like an echo and like, I don't know, like it just sounded really fake.
Yeah, they're not good at that whole
thing. They weren't even trying.
I don't think it was her.
It could have been her, but touched up.
Heavily touched up.
With another person? Like, that sounds like a lesbian.
I want to be heavily touched up with another person.
Hell yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Bokuwa dat ass.
Bokuwa dat ass.
If you ever saw Emily. Emily, damn it. Gia. Damn it. Emily, too, I guess.
And bang your mom.
Because now, no. Because now it's time for Rambo time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excitement in this episode.
This is exciting. Oh. This is me excited.
Dawson likes the donkeys.
That's exciting. Donkeys are exciting. They're like, yeah. Wow, what are we talking about?
That time you went to a donkey show.
It's literally a woman fucking a horse. I kind of felt bad for her. To be honest. What'd you do? I made egg salad, and then by the time I got all the accoutrement, I didn't really feel like eating it. So, it's a pretty good weekend. Anyway, I had to finish that bit. So, Pokemon Tournament.
Yeah. Yay, Superior Trip for Sash.
Mostly because it barely started.
I just said survive, but... what bothers me here is, first of all, where did Tripp's attitude change come from? Did he start going to group therapy?
I think he just got laid.
Oh, okay, that's probably what it was.
Wish that bitch I worked with would.
So, the fact that, like, Unova moves so quick, which I like its pace, but, like, now is unnecessary for it to move fast. Like, I wouldn't mind if we had 3-on-3 rounds instead of just one round. Didn't we have that for, like, the last mini-tournament? What was it? Where Don was there. The Wallace Cup. Wait, it was the Wallace Cup. Was it the Wallace Cup? Wallace. If I just keep saying Wallace, someone will answer me.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
The tournament with Don was in. Wasn't it just a one-round battle?
I wasn't paying attention.
It was one of them things.
Anyway. But
I don't remember because I don't really care.
Because I liked Unova's pace when we have a little bit less filler and things happen closer together, even if we have to deal with Silent. But I hate when you get to parts where it doesn't need to be sped up. Like, I wouldn't mind having 3-on-3 battles with people that we've been seeing throughout the series that are Ash's rivals or acquaintances, because the battles are more entertaining, and we need to last until X and Y come out, and now we're just pulling shit out of our asses. And
we're going to Orange Islands 2.0.
Exactly. Like, I don't mind.
Charizard's there.
I don't mind that, but we still could have stretched it out a little bit, the tournament, because now we have one round battles, and it just seems so anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's more upsetting that, like, it's Trip who was set up as a rival from the first episode. Like, he should be a bigger battle.
And yeah, he gets KO'd in the first round by Ash in a 1-on-1 battle.
To be fair,
so that Ash can go fight Cameron and lose.
Like, and then I think freaking Cameron's out there. I thought if I just showed up here and slept in a tent, they let me into the tournament.
I can't remember.
Are
Cameron
retarded?
Has Cameron done more than Unova? He has, hasn't he?
No.
Oh. Well, he has. Well, I guess that doesn't matter.
He was the one that was on a boat to go to, like, Johto because they said that's where the Unova League was.
Oh,
something.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yes, he's an idiot.
I think that in general, just Trip's battle should be longer. I mean, it could end with Pikachu and Survivor. Damn it. Superior, because it makes more sense because that was like the beginning of rivalry. But in one way, I'm kind of happy to see Trip be kicked out so early because he shouldn't be so strong for being a first year. It's like Harry Potter. Like, I don't know. It bothers me that he's so even with Ash despite Ash's supposed years of experience. I'm upset.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
I like what we got at the battle so far, but...
Like, it's entertaining. I just wish it would be longer. You know what I mean? Wink.
That's what she said.
But, yeah, we do have the Orange Islands things coming up, and I don't know if there's going to be gym battles, or they're just going to go around visiting Professor Oak and some Rotoms. That could be... They just go visit all the various forms of Rotom. It's going to be the storyline. Like, it seems like the writers are just sitting there constantly coming up with random shit to fill out until we get to the X and Y anime.
Yeah. And that's cool, I guess. I mean, random filler.
I was actually thinking about this like a week before it was announced. I was like, how are they going to stretch this out? Because they're on N right now. We still got the entirety of the summer to get through and the rest of spring. Because X and Y is October, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't the black and white anime premiere like right alongside the game in Japan?
Yeah. About then, like within a week or two.
So we have basically have to get through the summer and the rest of spring here, so we gots to fill it out.
We gots to get paid. I don't know why.
Now typing.
I'm waiting for Ben 10 to start.
Oh, okay. What was this week's episode? The pterodactyl.
The one with
Ray and the rooks.
Oh, yeah, because
I like how you call them Jet Ray.
The guy he showed up on his little brother landed, and he's like, "Oh fuck, something's happening." And then the frogs, I'm like, "Why are you still here? Why are you a plot point?" Apparently, they're like a major deal. Oh my god, why can't I remember what else happened? All I remember, because all that sticks out to me is that, and that they went there and the everything pretended to be okay, and then he turned into Astrodactyl.
I hate Astrodactyl.
Really?
A lot.
I hate the.
I hate him because of the reason that you didn't like him.
Because he's too close to Jet Ray.
Because he's basically a dinosaur version of Jet Ray with, like, a fucking jetpack. He can't even fucking fly on his own. He needs a goddamn jetpack. But he's got, like, whips and shit, so he's kind of cool. He's like Shao Tao mixed with Jet Ray.
I did like that idea of him, like, having whip constructs or something, but his whole thing really does bother me because, like, his color scheme is so close to Jet Ray's.
His voice bothers me, too. I get what they're doing, but...
But that bothers me mainly because of Jet Ray not being used. And because of, honestly, I don't really like Fast Track that much either. But the main reasoning was part of my reasoning too, is not liking it. But Derek, what I was saying, he doesn't like Fast Track because he's a speed alien with the same color scheme as Accelerate, which I agree with. But you sit there and bash these people that designed Fast Track for doing that. And then you come up with a flying alien that has the same color scheme as Jet Ray and don't want to use Jet Ray. It's like the same exact thing as Accelerate, but with wings. Like, it bothers me.
Yeah, I don't know. The people were creepy when they're all, like, under the control of Evil Brainstorm.
I like how they knew he was under control because he used a contraction.
He's goddamn Commander Data. Like, what the hell are you doing?
At one point, like, the brother was like, "I apologize for that contraction," or something like that. That was so random. Like, Psychobos got kidnapped. He got jailed, like, 3 or 4 episodes ago, and all of a sudden they just, like, explain in, like, a sentence why he got broken out of jail.
Yeah, she broke him out. I'm like, oh, okay.
Meanwhile, Kyber's still at large. That whole thing ended sloppily.
Meanwhile, the incursions are here doing...
shit.
I have no idea, because where the fuck did the incursions come from? All of a sudden they're relevant again after, like, 3 seasons of not doing anything.
They should stay that way. I'm not really...
I don't like any of the incursions.
I feel like... they're just... all the designs kind of mesh in Omniverse, but their look never fit. Like, the way they're designed...
Well, there's frog people.
Yeah, they're weird. Just sums it up right there. They're, like, from Boston or something.
Yeah, I don't know what... The incursions are so weird. Like...
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why, of all things to pick, they picked incursions to be, like, an enemy arc.
I don't find them threatening, like...
Meanwhile, you have Sokobo... Psych... Wow.
Psychobos?
Fuck that.
Remember Termadad?
He...
Tetraman. Termadad is from something, and I'm going to figure it out.
So, you got this guy here who was, at one point, a major threat because of Kyber, mostly, but he was there. And now he was working with the incursions of all people because they broke him out of prison because he apparently wasn't smart enough to break out of prison by himself.
Nope. And he's got a gimp arm.
Gimp arm, he's a crap.
Brainstorm has even arms.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does.
Unless he doesn't now, and I just didn't notice it, but he always used to. I feel like he's just retarded and he's pretending he's smart or something. Like, he's got a disability and he's really upset about it. I don't know. I do kind of find it funny that, like, I guess they never had, like, huge deals out of all of them, but I feel like I always used to know when an alien introduction was coming up, and, like, all of a sudden now they just happen, like, out of nowhere. Like, I didn't expect Astrodactyl to appear all of a sudden.
Like, I knew he was going to appear in the next episode because of the preview. I wasn't expecting it in this episode. All of a sudden, bam, he was Astrodactyl. I'm like, oh shit, I thought that was next week.
Yeah, because the preview aired like between commercial breaks, but like, I knew he was going to be in the third arc, but I have no idea where the fuck we are. For all I know, we're in the sixth arc. It's like the way they air things. You're not able to properly get a grasp on where you are. We still haven't got an explanation for the bike. I mean, there's not really much explanation required. Ben gets bike, but it still seems weird.
We'll get there eventually.
But next week, Ben and Quevin is from another dimension. Gwen and Bevan. Damn it! Kevin and Gwen are back. and the frogs are going to invade Earth with their rivets. And, fuck. Shit. And, Ben absorbs a frog, like I said earlier. He doesn't absorb a frog, but he gets their DNA. And he also, we're going to get Ben Mummy, who's now Snap-O or something. Rappo?
What?
What's his name?
I didn't...
Snaro.
Snaro?
Go to, like...
Scarrow?
It's like Pharaoh, but Snaro, because he can, like, ensnare.
Stop, man, mate.
Go to Ben 10 Center if you haven't seen it. It's a pretty cool new design. I knew all that the horror trio was getting names and stuff and redesigns.
Well, yeah, because Ben Mummy was a stupid name.
Yeah. There's something else I was going to say. I don't remember if it was this week or last week, but I liked the bit where Ben was talking on the intercom with one of the incursions, and he's like, rivet, 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 and rivet. Well, okay.
Snare.
Yeah, I think that was last week when I did the Star Wars bit.
Got a cool design.
And you're like, oh, everything's fine here. We're all good.
How are you?
Rivet.
Rivet, rivet, rivet.
I love the robot chicken bit with that. And they're like, they just keep calling all these people. They're like, oh, let me check the manual. I'm pretty sure I talked to him earlier. That was great. I feel like watching that now. Jaw, jaw, quick. The Separatists are attacking. Separatists would no way be around in that era. Sorry. Anyway. So that's Ben 10. Star Wars isn't around anymore ever. Because it's gone.
Because a bunch of fags are fags.
Fucking they're going to apparently wrap it up in something like a direct-to-DVD thing. I still like my idea of them just repackaging Revenge of the Sith as the Clone Wars finale. But I hope the new series is between 3 and 4.
Fucking faggots.
But what is in between? What's after Ben 10? Green Lantern, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we're not done with Ben 10. Is there anything else?
I'm fine.
What happened to Green Lantern? They lanterned some shit. They were like, oh yeah, Guy
Gardner was there, and he's like, I'm on the honor guard now. And he's like, who the hell's protecting Earth? It's like, John Stewart. And he's like, the fake news guy?
That was pretty funny. I was not expecting that. I also like how Tomar Ray was just there in the background, like, hi guys.
I got back from that gas station.
Guy Gardner picked me up. We're bros now. I'm no longer bros with you. Like, that really was a complete oversight. Like, he was traveling with him. All of a sudden, he's not there, and then he just reappears, like, 10 episodes later with everybody else.
Like, I love how he's there. And then the squirrel was there.
The squirrel was awesome.
The squirrel was there. The disco ball was there.
I love how you kept calling him all kind of crap. Like,
disco lantern. I like the John Stewart reference.
That was pretty funny. And then the Manhunter was alive. His head was alive.
Oh yeah, I forgot that happened this episode. Wow.
Then she ripped it in like 8 pieces.
Poor guy.
I feel sorry for
the anti-monitor.
Like, I was like, damn. That's harsh. Oh well.
Aya be cray cray.
Aya.
At this point, I actually kind of hope they kill her.
I know, I'm kind of scared of her. I'm just saying. And now, what's his name? Eraser has come to the conclusion that, yeah, okay, I'm pretty sure we have to kill her. otherwise, she's just going to go crazy and kill everything ever. We can't have that. That would make my day bad.
She already killed a bunch of people. Oh, you crazy bitch.
Well, now she can travel through time. But yet somehow they're going to stop her because they need to win.
What's their plan?
I don't think they have a plan. Go kill her.
Rockets didn't work. Reasoning didn't work. Orange lanterns didn't work. Nothing's really working.
Just
had a thought.
They're screwed.
But just yeah, I just liked seeing all the Green Lanterns again.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Like, I love how they just kind of float themselves in.
The way that, like, all the Earth Green Lanterns keep getting promoted, for some reason, just gave me an SPD feeling of, like, they just keep moving up on the colors. Like, and then Sky got promoted, and then I got promoted. And then our boss, who's a dog, shows Adam. What are you insinuating? Well, we were just mad at him because he didn't try to be Asian enough.
Well, they eat dogs in Korea, so I guess that was the reference. They do.
I guess that was a reference.
Everything's a reference to something.
Everything is a reference.
Everything's an MMPR reference.
But
Go next... Rangers is an MMPR reference.
Because that was like they were like, we're gonna invent this one day. There can be Power Rangers. And the show we base it off of will just be shit. But next week is the last episode ever of Green Lantern.
I know, it's upsetting.
Died way too early. I say that every fucking week, but it really did.
It's just so upsetting.
Especially when I forgot what I was just going to say. Point. Young Justice was also awesome this week, though. The way everything was handled reminded me of the season one finale where they just, like, fucked shit up as a team.
Yeah, like, just the way everything went down in that meeting was so amazingly thought of. Like, fucking Aqualad and Artemis got shot. I was like, no! Even though the show's gonna end, it don't really fucking matter. But I was like, no, and then they got up. I'm
like, they're like, we cool. What you didn't know is that...
I was like, I don't know why I did. My first thought was, oh shit, Deathstroke was working with them.
That's what I thought too.
I was like, that's completely out of care. Oh, wait, okay.
That's what I thought too. It's like, oh my god. He's BFF Facebook with them. And then I forgot. I always forget about Megan's ability to do that, Miss Martian. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Dawson.
Like, I love how, like, every time something would happen, they're like, ha, but we thought of this, and they're like, nope, infiltrated your team, bitch. That was so awesome. Like I said, it reminded me of season one where, like the team just, like, invaded shit and just got shit done. Like, it makes the Justice League look really fucking stupid. This is, like,
the second year in a row. It's true.
But they're just sitting there like, oh, we don't know what to do. And then you got these teenagers just saving the world. Now, that's teenagers with attitude.
Like, the whole team just shows up out of nowhere. Like, half of them are in disguise. Impulse is beating people up. Kid Flash is, like, kicking ass. 60's back to come save his lady, bitch. And then now they're implying that Impulse is going to become Kid Flash.
We're going back
because that's how it worked. Is that Bart Allen became Kid Flash?
His name's Bart. Sorry, I just think it's a funny name if you're not a Simpson.
Thank you. That was
now there's like a listener named Bart out there that's just crying. Sorry, Bart. Anyway, but yeah, it really does make the Justice League look stupid. Like, they're just sitting there twiddling their thumbs, and like the Young Justice team is always coming up with some sort of awesome plan and being badass. Meanwhile, while the Justice League's in court for a DWI,
their teenage sidekicks are kicking ass and taking names.
Like, they're always doing something stupid.
Doing something stupid. Like, not being there.
Well, it's like, no one is going to trust the Justice League. Young Justice has been handling this shit forever. And, like, Aqualad finally suits back up one episode before the end.
Like, so that was still cool. At this point, he looks completely out of place to me because I'm used to him in the Manta armor.
I kind of wish to get a different name than Aqualad.
I am Aqualad.
Would you like to be Aqua Dude?
Yes.
He should take over the name Aquaman because he's more of a man than the regular Aquaman.
And he's black.
Exactly. Black people are automatically more of men than regular men. It's just a fact. What was I going to say? I lost my thought. I like how, I mean, granted, he did go undercover and do all this shit, but I feel like Nightwing should have stayed leader. I guess he doesn't want the job.
He wanted it from the start. He only did it because the other guy was going undercover.
Yeah. But he's done a good job. Good job.
good job.
He's such a cool guy. You think he'd come up with a better move instead of leather jacket shopping. there's more to comment on. Lost it. I don't know. It was just like, I'm really sad to see this show go too. Like, especially with this episode where you see like all the team on screen at once pretty much. And it was like, oh, I'm just going to miss them. The show's been so good.
Yeah. I like it so much. I don't want it to go. It'll make it end.
Lantern, Young Justice, and Clone Wars are all dead. Granted, the Clone Wars could have only gone for so long.
Yeah, but it was being so good, and there's like so many things they could still do, and I was upset because they were like part of the way done the season, like the episodes were all written and in production. Some of them are finished.
It's really stupid. Like, they could have given it the last season. I was talking to Brian about this the other day. It's like the way they handle all this business. Like, technically, it doesn't really make much sense business wise for Disney XD to get that one season off the ground and promote the shit out of it if it was just going to be one season. But why not let Cartoon Network just have it for the 1 year? It's like, oh, because it would lose money. They're a fucking billion-dollar business. I said something about Lemon Squares or something. I was really upset. And I attacked mom-and-pop businesses everywhere or something. But just with the amount of money they make, I think they could just afford to let Cartoon Network have it for the last year. But
yeah,
said they are going to be releasing something, like a direct-to-DVD something for all the arcs, because we have to find out what happens to Darth Maul and shit, because we know he ain't around.
Yeah, Darth Maul, Ahsoka maybe, Asajj Ventress, all the other people that aren't dead yet that need to be dead.
They did say that they're working on another series or something, so like it would be great if they had that used idea of I have about between 3 and 4, and they could potentially keep Ahsoka alive.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be cool.
So at the end of it, she has to fight Vader and he has to kill her. That'd be fun.
Too bad we can't do anything more with Green Lantern and Young Justice.
I know. It's upsetting.
No Turtles this week. There wasn't Turtles this week, was there?
Nope.
Oh, is there Turtles this week?
Yep.
Okay. That's like tomorrow. Or no, it's today from this timeline.
Shit.
It's like that whoever that was, like somebody silent or something, that Ranger Crew retweets, they're like, Power Rangers episode tomorrow, and it's like midnight. It's like, you're going to confuse people and make it think it's Friday. They get on that advertising early. We got to learn that bullying is bad, guys. This is important. Let's ban dots because it's hurtful.
Well, it's not our fault because Nickelodeon just treats PR like they're terrible and they want to destroy it. They're out to destroy PR.
I said it before. I say it again. Is that a promise? Promise.
We have to save PR from Nickelodeon.
Because now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness.
Okay. So this week's question was the first ever question on our new Facebook page. It was very not exciting, except exciting. So the question was, with the current generation of gaming winding down, what was your favorite game this generation? Technically so far, because we got about another year. But and only pick one, because I'll attack you. But I think some people broke the rules. But I'm too tired to attack anyone, so it's whatevs. Cetus Lapidus says, sorry.
My phone vibrated. I got confused. Caesar R. Suspidus says, Journey.
Because aerosol made it sound deep.
I still want to play that.
Antonio Ciano says, World of Warcraft.
It's Anthony.
Oh, sorry. I did that twice, didn't I? I did that before. Anthony, I'm sorry, Antonio.
Yeah. Mark Cruz says Mass Effect 3 / Arkham City. Suck it, Dawson.
Well, he clearly liked the game where the crew for Mass Effect was in Arkham City.
Alan Brown, whoever that is.
Some faggot.
Said, it was difficult for me to decide. In the process of selecting one and only favorite game, I created an elaborate system in which I programmed my personal computer to filter out the games in my collection and present to me a list of games eligible to be my favorite. After the choices were narrowed down, I was able to select my favorite only after hours of contemplation and research. Eventually, I've decided that my favorite of this generation is almost certainly Okami for the Wii. I took great pains to select one favorite as opposed to multiple responses. I hope my comment isn't too long, but I cannot be faulted, for I have followed the rules and have chosen one and only one game to list as my favorite. The real question is, will Kiefer be able to name only one game and write a comment longer than mine?
So he saw my question as a challenge. And while we're trying not to get too many long answers, the main purpose of it is just kind of annoying when you say, what's your favorite this? And people list like 10 things and like explain why they didn't win.
Yeah,
<It's>
Kevin.
Are you trying to like imply something at me, Brian?
Oh, no.
Never.
AJ Went says, I don't play a lot of games, so I'll go with the Pokemon games that came out this generation.
TKD Tigre says, I have to say the latest MK, World being Combat. Able to play a great fighting game and nixing Freddy Krueger with all the bloody spine-ripping, fire-torching goodness is just so fun.
Why is he doing an aerosol impersonation?
Sounds like a mix between aerosol and George Takei.
Now we know who George Takei's new lover is.
Aerosol. Maybe. Why do I keep getting these long ones?
Why couldn't have you?
That's what she said.
So fun in that paragraph.
Probably because you hit enter on accident.
Damn it, enter! This is all your fault.
Sava.
Game Maker says, "Well, since according to Dawson there can be only one, I will be surprised if none of you guys get this reference. In the very least, I'm expecting Spray Can, who isn't here, or Kevin to get it."
What, hi, a Highlander Kevin. Reference?
I get it. So yeah, before I ramble more and make you angry overlords, I may as well answer the damn question. My answer is Batman, Arkham City, R.I.P. Mr. J. Poor J, he got stuck in the forest all by himself.
Mr. J? Choco.
Choco. No, Harley is an independent psycho woman who doesn't need no crazy crime man. Thanks for reading this, guys, and it was really hard to decide and narrow it down. Sorry we gave you a challenge.
That's the point. Brody Taylor Gage says, sorry Dawson for the multi-answer, but Mass Effect 3 and Dishonored were the best games for as of recent.
Charles Chong says, I'll just say Pokemon XY because Lil' I can see the future.
No, you can't.
You can see where that baby picture he's got for his, he doesn't seeing future eyes.
Colony Watkins says, I'm not much of a gamer, but of the game, whoa, I fucked that up big time. But of the few games I do play, I really like Epic Mickey 2. I like the creativity in the worlds and such.
I heard that it's creativity in the words and such. Like them word, like it said, epic on that box. I don't know why I'm all of a sudden like Matt. Trevor Meyer says, well, I really love Metal Gear Rising, and I'm going to have to go with Metal Gear Solid 4. Couldn't tell by your avatar at all.
Oh, no.
Alright, TDA winner says, because 3DS games probably don't count, and I'll just say Pokemon Black 2 / White 2.
Why wouldn't 3DS games count?
I don't know what you are, but...
God damn it, Joe. Danger, danger, Joe Bailey says, great play. I'm now curious if that's a real game somewhere.
Probably
I don't
want
to type that in, though.
Is that a challenge? All right, let's do this.
Benny Mitchell says Sonic Generations for being one of the best Sonic games I've ever played.
That's a pretty good game.
Rape.
Kevin searching rape. Hold on, I need to search. How do I excite 12-year-old girls? No.
Nope, that's real.
It's a what? It's a real game.
Yep.
For what system?
It looks like some kind of a computer thing. It says it's a Japanese rape simulator.
Fucking Japan! They're the only goddamn place.
Told you probably in Japan.
That would be legal to have a rape simulator.
Let's see. Let's go to this Tumblr page.
And secondly, I give Tokujo mad props for knowing that rape play is a game.
Let's see.
I respect you greatly.
Let's see.
Japanese rape simulator. Why would you make that?
It's a consensual...
A consensual rape simulator? Because that makes it okay. I give you permission to rape me.
And other news, whenever Tokujo comments from now on, we're going to play this. Can you hear it at all?
Yes.
Alright. Video game review.
Well, there's a review of this. That's brilliant.
Yeah, there's a 3.5-minute video game review. I'm trying to see if there's a like an actual game description I can read to someone.
To someone, anyone.
Give me the link to the video. I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay, hold on. This is a Toku podcast where we discuss Power Rangers and race.
All right, let's see.
Well, I have to give something in compensation for this episode being not even 2 hours long.
Look, the timelines got squished.
This week just kind of sucked. And it's my fucking birthday week, and there's no fucking news, and all the episodes all right. are kind of bland.
Who are we on?
Edward.
Edgar Sunbro Quick says Metal Gear Solid 4 because you can crush testicles and rip off statues' dicks.
That's a good reason. Abraham Khan says mine would have come from the BioShock series, so it would be hard to decide which in the series is the best, seeing as how Infinite hasn't been released yet. I say the first BioShock was my all-time favorite game from this generation.
Will Hart says COD Bo 2 and Rayman Origins.
Yes. Chenix Stewart, Chenix, says Arkham City, great story, environment, world, etc. I don't know why the word story was so hard to read.
Jennifer Lopez's brother is next.
Kendra Lopez says, I'd have to say Zero Escape, Virtue's Last Reward for the Vita. Well, what if I want to play it on 3DS? Screw you. No, I'm kidding. Don't move.
So Brian didn't get Jeff this week, but I feel like it's right that I get this one because it upsets me. Jeff Moses says, Zelda Skyward Sword for Nintendo. Whee!
I still need to finish that.
Yeah. Jared Castile says Mass Effect 3. And Brian gets the long post.
Are you fucking... God damn it.
Kiefer? This is hold on. For challenging him. What?
Ah, he did... Kiefer, you definitely beat Anchor Crab. I feel like you're doing that on purpose. Probably not. But, okay, here we go.
I'm sexy.
Yep. Tough call, given the huge amount of awesome games that have hit this generation, but narrowing it down to just one, I'd say that Donkey Kong Country Returns would be my pick. Growing up, the DKC trilogy held some of my absolute favorite games on any console, and I quickly became a huge fan of DK's universe and colorful cast of characters.
See, we don't need to know that. Sorry, just saying.
You don't. What if you? What if you do want to know that?
Playing in my head, this is important factual information. In my head, a constant loop. I could beat Donkey Kong Country 3 at 103 completion, which makes no sense. Damn you, video games! And I knew the name of every animal buddy by heart. Yes, even Perry the parallel bird. Perry is a platypus. Get it right. suffice to say, I'd gone bananas for the franchise, and I yearned for a fourth game to. I think he's just doing this to beat the shit out of Anchor Crab.
I think he is. I think he's secretly vindictive.
For a game to complement that perfect trilogy. Unfortunately, with Rare being sold to Microsoft and being dicks, and Nintendo limiting Donkey Kong to testing out new control gimmicks, which is absolutely true, it seems like it was never going to happen. This is until 2010 when Retro Studios stepped up and blew my freaking mind. Everything was there. The 2D platforming, the barrel checking, the rhino riding, the minecarts, the secrets of balloons, the bananas. Everything was perfect. Just playing it took me right back to my childhood, and I loved every minute. Sure, there had been a lot of other recent games that I've revisited more, but Donkey Kong Country Returns wins out surely because of what a huge surprise it was. If you had told me years back that a fourth Donkey Kong Country game was going to be made without Rare at the helm, I would have been skeptical, but man, did Retro deliver. They usually do. So looking forward to the 3DS version without Waggle controls. Me too, because Waggle controls suck.
You see... I'd expect people to say why something was their choice, but not the entire backstory of their life.
They said this is important. Like I feel like by the time we retire the podcast, I can write a memoir about Kiefer.
Brian writes Kiefer's memoir.
That'll be my first published book. Kiefer, you can write the foreword for your memoir.
So this is the part where we give our choices. I'll go first since I'm already talking, I guess. Yeah. Good God, this guy, the fresh fish guy or whatever, gets on those Follow Fridays early. Anyway. So, I thought about this a lot, and it is a really tough decision. Because in my opinion, I think this generation has been the best we've had. There's been, like, a lot of really good games. I ended up picking Mass Effect 2 Mainly because that is the most I've ever cared about what happens to video game characters. Like, that final mission, I was so fucking nervous about my people dying. And I ended up having a good outcome, and it was just a really engrossing experience on top of a fun game. And Mass Effect 3 really didn't replicate it as well. Mainly because you didn't get any of your squad mates from 2. I fought in the trenches with those people, and they're like, oh no, they're off-world. No! Where are my people? Except for Garrus. Garrus is always with me because he's a bro. Okay. Oh my god, Sarah Hanna just said Tiger. Jungle Fury confirmed.
Ignoring the fact that she has a tiger.
I know, that was the bit.
I
Oh, I thought you were... You never know. You never know. No one passes up a chance to sass me.
I was saying it in reference to the people who were like, Jungle Fury, oh my god. But, Kevin, you want to go, or...?
I'll say Pokemon, because I like the Pokemons. They make for interesting discussions when we talk about how all their names are fake and then turn out to be real a week later.
These are so stupid.
Next fucking week, Rock and Rolla.
They're all real.
This clearly is fake. No one would name a Pokemon Rock and Rolla. I mean, come on, that's just dumb.
It's dumb.
But, I mean, it's still dumb. To this day, it's dumb. But... I died a little inside when we had to come on here and go, we were wrong.
Well, we do that a lot.
Yeah, that's just
I know. That's why I'm pretty much dead inside.
Let's see. I do love Black 2 and White 2, but give it to something different.
I'm sexy for my shirt.
Super Mario 3D Land was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to give it to a 3DS game just because that's kind of more current gen. Like, current as in, like,
you. Oh, I see why that wouldn't count now. Okay. I thought you meant because it was a handheld. Not you, that guy. Okay. I got it.
There's got to be some. There's a lot. I really should have thought about this more. And, of course, I didn't because...
It's a wide library because it's been, like, 6 years. So.
Yeah. I have no idea. Someone talk, please.
Animal Crossing City Folk, that's what Brian picks.
Oh, yeah. A game that I owned for several years and never even put into my system. We got time to spare. I'm just going to look at my library real quick.
All right. Well, this we've called Stuquin Shinobi digging through his game library.
Well, I want a good answer. I don't want to say Pokemon. It's such a generic answer, Kevin.
I don't care. If I don't say that, I'm going to end up giving you, like, 30 different answers.
Okay.
Like, oh, well, this was cool, and I really enjoyed this, and I really enjoyed this, and then Dawson's going to get all angry and try to stab me.
Okay.
I have a huge penis. Arian likes donkey balls.
Okay. Games like Hotel Dusk and the 999 game.
Inch Nails?
The first game from the Virtue's Last Reward thing. Kind of like the interactive novel kind of game. They're really weird because they're not like full games, but they're really interesting. So those are kind of up there a little bit. The Layton series was something that really surprised me. I didn't think I was going to like that as much, and I'm hooked on those. You know, I still need to play the new one because I forgot. Pokemon Conquest, even though I got bored of it.
Bored now.
I enjoy that game. I got to finish it, but I just never went back to finish it because I started trying to beat the other Pokemon games.
And I have to do this. I have to give props to Skylanders. Just by being not only a fun game that I can revisit multiple times, but giving me an excuse to buy more toys. I always appreciate that.
Yes, Brian does enjoy the chance to buy more toys.
And I hate to copy Kiefer, but Donkey Kong Country Returns was a really good game. It was a really difficult game, which is part of what made it good. But I just like games like Epic Yarn or Donkey Kong Country Returns or Wario Land Shake It was pretty good. Anything that like brings gaming back to the 2D roots, not 2D, but more the side scroller. There we go. That was what I was looking for. So I mean, I've grew up with side scrollers, and they're some of my favorite games. So seeing a nice mix between like the current generation of HD mixed with the old style of side scroller, I always really enjoy. My favorite game this generation was the re-release of Pikmin 2.
My favorite game was, well, that's the new generation, I was going to say, New Wii Sports, whatever that's called, I forget what it's called.
Wii Sports Resort.
No, the one that's for Wii U.
Oh.
Nintendo Land, there we go. New Wii Sports.
My favorite game was the remake of Ruby and Sapphire. Oh, wait.
This isn't really like up there with like my absolute favorites, but an honorable mention for one of the most like innovative is Kirby's Epic Yarn. I was thinking about them listening to our E3 thing the other day. I really hope they do something with that again later. Like, especially, I think it could be interesting.
Yoshi one.
We're getting a Yoshi Yarn game?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about this.
So well, then you're stupid.
Anyway.
I do pay attention. I can't catch them all. They're not Pokemon.
It was the last Nintendo Direct.
Oh. So what's it called? Yoshi's Epic Yarn?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I still want to see another Kirby's Epic Yarn with the Wii U. It's bottom line.
I'm looking now. Yoshi Yarn. Yarn Yoshi.
That's what it's called? Yarn Yoshi?
It's a tentative title. It doesn't have a full name yet. Yeah. I feel it's going to play a bit less like Kirby's Epic Yarn and more like a mix between like Epic Yarn and like Yoshi's Story.
I just want to see another Epic Yarn with Kirby because I think that they could do something good with Wii U especially.
You were
pretty
skeptical on that game at first.
Epic Yarn?
Yeah.
No, we weren't. We were like fapping over it.
Never mind.
It was Joanne Fabrics meets Kirby.
I thought it. Who was it then? Someone was skeptical about it.
Might have been Jesus. He doesn't
fact,
like Kirby.
In the episode we talked about it with E3, I kept saying, are we talking about Epic Yarn next? Because we had a list of chronological order we're talking about things, and you kept telling me no. It was like,
no.
You kept asking if it was time to go yet, and you kept having to calm me down.
Oh, Lord.
I just got lawyered.
I was, like, really excited for that game.
You just got super lawyered.
I don't remember if I 100% it or not.
Like it had some really like innovative design choices with the platforming and the little puzzles and whatnot. It's like I could really see them doing a lot more with that.
I guess it's just a fun art style that no one's really done before.
Yeah, and they used like it as a cool game mechanic.
Thank you, Yarn. Okay, now it's time for
final thingies. I've got a thingy. It's not final. Apparently, Dawson does too.
Yep, I got me one of those. So the typical things. Twitter questions is next week. So at the RR podcast, hashtag RR question. That's the hashtag, right?
Yeah,
that's hashtag this week before Brian changes it again. So. And then there'll be make sure to like the new Facebook page so you can see the new Facebook questions go up and all that stuff when they go up. There'll be a link in the little notes and stuff.
Hooray.
Yay, pimpage.
We almost made it to 2 hours. We were close.
It's okay. Everyone needs a break.
I need a break.
This is what it used to be like in the old days, back when we didn't know things. And I called it stupid just for not knowing about shows that wouldn't come out for 3 years.
Yeah.
Geki!
Tachio, Judenja.
Really fast.
Judenja.
That was my experience last night.
Yeah, speed it up.
So they're gonna give the dinosaurs to these kids.
What do you say?
And go away on a cloud.
Like that?
That's how this show ended. They gave the dinosaurs to a kid we just met in the last episode and threw it away.
They liked his shorts.
He was in a hospital bed. I don't think he had shorts.
You don't know? You don't know his life?
Right. Oh, I don't know his life. Okay. The hell episode is this? 43.
I hate to skip out early, but I don't think I can make it through a whole recording.
Yeah, that's fine. Bye-bye. Well, I'm in a really big hurry to get this done. I'm going to bed.
Okay. Okay. I'll just back out.
You're going to make John cry.
Bye-bye. Huh, what?
Is this recording? Cause
yeah, it
I'll
is.
I'll mock him. Okay. Song is Sanity.
Ha! John. That's my mocking. That's, I'm not very good.
Brilliant mocking.
Punch Tara saw his sandy vagina.
I don't know what happened.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye, John. I'm sorry, John.
Queer.
Yep.
Or.
There it goes. Boom, boom, boom.
Hello, welcome to our season, episode 43.
Yusa, Misa, and Medusa. Oh!
No, that was awful.
Damn it. I almost knocked my headset off, too. Because I, jumped forward. Like, ripped the headset off.
Like, honestly, you couldn't even tell what the episode title was.
Fine. Just sitting.
I didn't know we had a title. I just thought it was Dawson yelping.
I wasn't looking anything up.
He just made a loud yelping noise. And took his pants off.